Undefeated in the preseason, the Atlanta Falcons traveled to Lambeau Field looking for a regular season victory against the Green Bay Packers, who had won five of their last six openers. Early in the second quarter, Packers running back Amon Green fumbled, and Falcons safety Keon Carpenter recovered. For heavily favored Green Bay, it was a disappointing start. The Falcons quickly capitalized with running back Warrick Dunn's three-yard touchdown run. At 22 years of age, Atlanta quarterback Michael Vick was the youngest quarterback to start on opening day since Drew Bledsoe debuted for the Bills in 1993. Vick did not disappoint as he breezed through the Packers' defense for a touchdown score. Vick was equally as effective through the air as he completed his first 10 passes, including a 55-yard throw to Bob Christian, the fullback's career best, setting up a 2-yard touchdown strike to tight end Algie Crumpler. Green Bay's quarterback Brett Favre was having a good day of his own, throwing for 284 yards and two touchdowns, including this 3-yard toss to tight end David Martin. Trailing 21-13 at the start of the third quarter, Favre mounted a comeback. Atlanta's offense had dominated the first half, and the Packers dominated the next two possessions, with running back Rondo Mealy and wide receiver Javon Walker racking up touchdowns, bringing the Packers ahead 27-24. During the fourth quarter, the Falcons staged a rally of their own. Dunn's second touchdown carry of the day recaptured a 31-27 lead. Green Bay echoed the Falcons' scoring drive when fullback William Henderson ran up the middle for a Packers touchdown on his first carry of the day. With 9 seconds remaining, Atlanta kicker Jay Feely's 52-yard field goal tied the score at 34 and sent the game into overtime. Led by running back Amon Green, who rang up 155 yards rushing and picked up almost 200 total yards, the Packers quickly seized control. Packers kicker Ryan Longwell secured the win for Green Bay with a 34-yard field goal. With a 37-34 victory, the Packers have now won 6 of their last 7 on opening day. The Falcons, however, won't threaten 72 Dolphins anytime soon.